It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from Jethro FM 94.9 in Grand Rapids. 99.5 in your hometown, Barbecue Bob. That'd be Lowell, Michigan.
That's right. We are. And wouldn't be right if I didn't start the show by correcting Jop. We are pre-recording this because Jop and I are both gone for the weekend.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I'm just so used to saying that, but we are. I am going to go do a little nostalgia work this weekend. I went to Ferris State University up in Big Rapids. You did too.
Yep.
And while I was up there, I joined a fraternity called Pi Kappa Alpha, commonly known as the Pikes. And
commonly known as a good place to party.
Yeah, right. And that might be doing some of that this weekend. But long and short of it is, it's their 100th year on campus at Ferris. And so, as you might think, I'm going to go do a little barbecue for a couple hundred of my fraternity brothers that'll be coming back there for homecoming.
Because it is homecoming. And that's not the first time you've done that for
them.
No,
it's not. And it won't be the last either.
But, you know, that's how the 80s went, or the 70s even. I just remembered going to some Pike parties.
Oh, sure.
And they just finally came back 40 years later.
Yeah, right. But, well, things have changed up there. You can't have a keg of beer on any fraternity property anymore. You can have 6,000 cans.
Why would you join a frat?
It wasn't that way when I joined.
I think
everybody's managing alcohol as good as they can. You can have 6,000 cans, but you can't have a keg of beer.
So listen, if you've never been to Ferris, I wouldn't say, is this homecoming weekend?
It is homecoming weekend.
This would be a great time to go because they have another great football team.
Yep.
And if you're up there, you should definitely go to Crankers, check out their new keto beer. We had it on here last week. And grab some conies because their conies are just straight out of Detroit, straight out of Compton.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. Coney dogs are good. I'm serving just a simple little barbecue of pulled pork. I'm going to do Bob's Bitchin' Bean recipe, award-winning Bitchin' Beans, and then going to just throw some coleslaw. Buns and sauce, man. We're just going to feed a couple hundred of my buddies. So looking forward to it.
That's awesome.
Really looking
forward
to it.
That's why we're recording early because... barbecue takes a long time. Me, I'm taking half a day off Friday and headed to Traverse City. I'm going up to put new batteries in the can and the game cam, and then shooting straight up to Traverse. We got a crew, and we've got rooms and a bus and all kinds of fun waiting to happen.
Sounds like there might be some wine drinking going on there.
It's
going
to be fantastic. I got some beautiful Cuban cigars from my boss.
Nice.
So, bringing up a few bottles of Fen Valley Meritage with me because I need a good red.
That's right.
And there's not a lot of good reds up there, but we might sneak up a bourbon too.
Right. Yeah. Why not, man? I mean, it's that time of year. I don't know about you, but this is the time of year that is potential for getting sick. You wake up one day, it's 84 degrees. You wake up 2 days later, it's 40 out, and then it comes back up to like 75 all in the same week, and that kind of stuff really messes with people's health, and you got to be careful with it. But what it does to me is it snaps me into fall mode almost instantly.
Yeah,
I mean, this is, we've talked about this. This is my
vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc. You won't get sick.
Right, exactly, and stack it all up because I'm telling you. This is crazy time of year, but it's my absolute favorite time of year.
Oh,
we got tailgating going
exciting.
On. We're going to talk some tailgate treats up a little bit later in the show. But, man, there's nothing better than going to a football game and standing in a parking lot for an hour or two and feeding and drinking with your buddies and then get into a game and watch them. Even if you don't go to the game, we've brought TVs to the parking lot before and just watched the game from the right.
So, I remember one year we had two large screens.
That's right. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And a satellite dish, too.
You know what I do this time of year?
What's that?
I pull out all my Stormy Cromer gear.
Oh, yeah. Yep, it is time to dust it off. And those of you that maybe are new to the show, Stormy Cromer is a clothing line that it's not like Barbecue Bob and I are fashionistas, but you want some good winter clothing, and this is the company.
If you don't know what it is, go to their website. It's stormycromer.com, STORMYK R-O-M-E-R. There's a great story there behind Stormy.
Right.
And it's really old. It's like 1903.
Yep.
Dude was a train engineer. But this factory is literally three blocks away from where my grandma used to live in Ironwood, Michigan. So as a little kid, I roamed those neighborhoods.
Yep.
And the train tracks and the sawmills and sometimes on a motorcycle.
Yeah. Pretty cool. But anyway, the CEO of the company, Gina Thorson, is going to be with us later in the show to talk a little bit about this wonderful apparel. And then, you know, we'll probably get back to some more tailgating then, because tis the season. You don't need to go somewhere to tailgate. You can tailgate on your back deck, but it's just better if you're in a parking lot somewhere waiting for the game.
You know, this cooler weather, what it does to me is it gets me, I can feel the rut coming on.
And your neck swelling,
Bob? I start getting a little musky in the chest, you know.
Right,
That natural musk starts coming out.
Right.
And
all the hair off your head from the
yeah,
tree. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
You must have rutted a few times then, huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, I just love the deer changing color.
Oh, yeah.
They're losing their beautiful tan.
Right.
And
getting darker.
They're getting that grayish color in. And,
yep.
Shedding
the summer coat, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so exciting. I've been practicing at night with my bow because, you know, I had that motorcycle wreck this spring.
Right.
And my shoulder was a wreck, and I was afraid I'd have to go to a crossbow.
Well, there's nothing afraid there. Those are a wonderful tool.
Anyway, I have a beautiful bow from Allen Bobbs.
Right.
And it's a Bowtech. It's right. Tuned in at 72 pounds. And I don't want to have to switch to a crossbow.
No, I get it.
You
like what? And I'm going to tell you that in my experience, I'm much more accurate with a crossbow than I ever was with a compound, just because it's a lot easier to shoot. And you know, the purists that are out there don't use crossbows; they use compound bows.
You know, I would actually even go back to a longbow.
Would you?
I really love that. I love instinctive shooting.
Yeah.
And I have an old Shakespeare recurve that I bought years ago that it shoots beautiful. And the thing about instinctive shooting is you hardly even have to look at the animal. I mean, you just kind of pull it up and you're in that general area, and your body, once you train those muscle reflexes, what do they call it?
Muscle memory. Yeah.
It kind of takes care of it for you.
Yeah, well,
and
I'm thinking
fun.
I got to go to school for a lot more training before I'm going to be able to hit anything with that.
No, you'd be surprised. It's practice. That's all it takes. But
right.
Speaking of Allen Bobbs, right now, you got to get in there to get some of your supplies, because if it's like anything else, they're going to get run out. They're just not going to have them. So they have something called the Rush Monkey wool fishing gloves that looked fantastic, because there's still time to get some fish. They have the 10-point EVO-X center punch broadheads, really cool-looking broadheads. They do have a new website, by the way.
Nice.
Allen Bobbs Sports, yeah. Really nice, interactive. You can order online. They've got Excalibur twin strike crossbows that look fantastic. It's like the top of the line.
No, this is a big boy toy store.
Excalibur is top of the line.
Right.
So if I was going to get a crossbow, I'd put that in my crosshairs.
Right.
See what I did there? They got Muddy
Not
Field.
Nearly as witty as you think you are.
I think it is. So listen, here, this is really cool. You don't have to find a farm supply store anymore. If you've ever had the luxury of working on a dairy farm and done artificial insemination, you put on these big plastic gloves up to your shoulder. Well,
I have not had that pleasure, and I think I'm okay.
I used to. You'll grow, Joppy. You'll grow. I had the luxury of having a stack of those, so when I'd clean my deer out, I'd put one on one arm, my right arm, and get that one all messy, just pull it off, stash it in a bag. And now I'm not trying to wipe blood out in the field.
No, I get it. Yep,
you get it all over everything, which is kind of a rite of passage. But Muddy Field dressing glove, stealth cam, just like the one I got, Browning Dark Ops Apex, and a packable puffer hooded vest.
Welcome to Tradio.
Packable puffer.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't go there.
Right. But anyway, so coming up next, we're going to talk about some tailgating treats. There's a whole bunch of stuff that we've done in the past. Just remember that anything with a handle on it works really good for a tailgate. So you're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We'll be back.